This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. A psychedelic drug that could help people get off and stay off opioids and other substances is getting a review by the state. Ibogaine was one of the psychedelics that was decriminalized under a law passed by Colorado voters in 2022. Jonathan Dickinson started an Ibogaine clinic in Mexico.
I would say 100% of people who are coming off opioids have an easier time going through withdrawal and a reduced amount of cravings.
Ibogaine, like marijuana, is a Schedule I drug, which means it's not accepted for medical use under U.S. federal law. Colorado's new state historian wants to bring people together. Susan Shulton starts her one-year term today.
The most interesting thing about history to me is that it's complicated. I really do believe that to the extent that my students have always wanted the more complicated and messy story, the story where there's no heroes and villains, but really complicated figures who are in difficult circumstances making choices, I think they're really gratified to hear those stories.
State historian Susan Shulton beginning her term today on Colorado's statehood anniversary. A Fort Collins teenager is representing the state on an international stage in baton twirling, CPR's Haley May reports.
17-year-old Byron Anderson will compete in the 2025 World Technical Baton Twirling Championship, joining more than 2,000 athletes from 22 nations in Turin, Italy. He made the cut after recently winning the men's first-place grand champion solo title in Daytona, Florida. He says he's still trying to wrap his head around both the opportunity and all the support from the community.
Still kind of crazy to think about sometimes that I'm here going to my fifth World Championships. It's just kind of surreal.
The international competition kicks off Friday and runs through August 10th. Haley May, CPR News.
This is CPR News, NKRCC.